Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast with your host, Adam Paulus.
Hello and happy Friday, everyone. I am your host, Adam Paulus. It is Friday. It is November now. I stopped my laundry timer. It's November 6, 2009, and I'm here to tell you about movies and toys and games and all kinds of great groovy things. So, what do I have for you this week? Let's start with movies. Movies are great. Movies. Last week at the box office, number one was Michael Jackson's This Is It with $23.2 million. It was followed by Paranormal Activity at number two with $16.4 million. Law Abiding Citizen with $7.4 million. Couples Retreat with $6.5 million. And Where the Wild Things Are with $5.9 million. In the box office this week, your new movies include Disney's A Christmas Carol, The Box, The Fourth Kind, The Men Who Stare at Goats, and in limited release, That Evening Sun, Splinterheads, Previous, Endgame, and Collapse. These are, of course, varying from market to market. In show business news, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie Turtles Forever, the one that crosses over the 1980s show with the current one, will air one time only on CWForKids.com and the CW TV local channels on November 21st. Set your DVR/streaming/whatever. Are we cowabunga on this? Sorry, I had to throw that in there. Speaking of cowabunga on this, Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin will be hosting the Oscars next year. Well, there you go. When.com is reporting Steve Guttenberg has confirmed a Three Men and a Baby sequel, or threequel, is coming. It's called Three Men and a Bride, and I can only assume this might be a joke, but heck if I know. I'd have assumed that Ted Danson was kind of too busy, but who knows. Robo-Ocalypse is coming from DreamWorks Studios. It's a movie about the upcoming robot uprising, which we're all preparing for. A Marmaduke movie is on the way. Owen Wilson has signed on to do the voice. Boy, are you in for a treat. Stephen Colbert became the sponsor of the U.S. speed skating team for the U.S. Olympics next year. He is taking donations, and the Colbert Nation logo will appear on all of the uniforms. It's an interesting stunt, to say the least. A deal has been reached for a CG Berenstain Bears movie for some reason. It's going to be CG live action, and details are unknown. G.I. Joe Resolute hit DVD this week and is apparently available for as low as $5. I have not seen it that cheap myself. I have checked numerous stores, so who knows. Also, Clone Wars hit DVD and Blu-ray this week, so you can get Season 1. The live-action Family Guy special, which turns out is not a Family Guy special, airs this weekend. It's a live-action variety program with Seth MacFarlane and Alex Borstein. It was originally going to have Windows 7 spots, but now will instead have live Sherlock Holmes spots for the new movie. Weezer's new album, Ratitude, came out this week. The best price we've seen so far is Amazon.com's digital download for $3.99, so you get all the MP3s. And there's a bonus track, too. Also interesting is they're doing a television spot where you get a Weezer Snuggie, yeah, the backward blanket thing, with the CD for $29. So there's that, too. It's an interesting way to market an album. Paul F. Tompkins has announced a new comedy CD is coming to A Special Thing Records in December, meaning you probably won't see it in stores, but you will see it online and on your favorite digital distribution platforms. You'll probably want to get it because it's probably going to be really good. Roland Emmerich confirmed a 2012 TV series is coming after his movie. It should take place in Africa and be kind of like Lost. And in the last piece of show business news for the week, as it's a very newsy week, J.J. Abrams just confirmed he's in talks to do a Micronauts movie. What could this possibly have to do with anything? Toy news! Hey, guess what? Hasbro announced a new toy license. It's Micronauts. Interesting, isn't it? That these things came out the same day? It was announced in a new Hasbro earnings report that was streaming online, so if you heard it, you know all about it. But that's really all there is to know. Star Wars Legacy Wave 11 started to hit. That's the one with Revenge of the Sith characters. I'll go on about that in this week's Toy of the Week podcast, if you listen to that. The AT-ST, the Walmart exclusive vehicle, has been released. It's $43.96, which is kind of a lot for it. I bought one, of course, because I'm a sucker. New battle packs were also released this week and last week, and these include the Jellagrub Patrol, Battle for Endor, Kamino Conflict, Rishi Outpost, and Mustafar Duel. Some of those are mostly repaints, repacks, but just so you know, they're all out and about. Transformers, an unpainted test shot of what may be a Generation 1-esque universe, Frenzy or Rumble showed up. Nobody knows what it transforms into, or if it's an official Hasbro product or an unlicensed one, but it's out and about, and you can see it online on your favorite fan sites. It looks legit to me. Also, a mail-in Ravage repaint from Revenge of the Fallen is coming with a chrome body and different colored body parts. It's part of the new Nest program. You have to collect 3 figures, some stickers, and a check for $5 to get yours. Zoids. The first Voltex Zoids are coming in 2010, apparently. The first kits are the Blade Liger and Geno Breaker. At this time, these are not expected to be distributed in the United States. Masters of the Universe. A new Battle Armor He-Man is coming, but the armor doesn't rotate like the original toy. You have to plug in and remove the armor bits to make the damage happen. Kind of dull, but at least they're doing it, and it's something, right? New at Entertainment Earth. Free shipping! You can get free shipping on all in-stock orders of $59 or more, but only for a couple more weeks. New Star Wars Battle Packs are in stock! Get the Endor Warrock figure right now in the Battle for Endor Battle Pack. Marvel comic cover wall decorations are also in stock from Roommates. It's like a wall covered in comic book covers. It's amazing. Check it out on entertainmentearth.com today. That's all for this week, boys and girls. That's the news. And some news for you. The Entertainment Earth podcast will be on hiatus next week while I go eating hamburgers, pizza, and looking for action figures, because that is the way of my people this time of year. I hope you understand. These are my beliefs, and it's very important that I hold to them. So anyway, don't forget to check out our Toy of the Week and our video game podcasts. Well, I'm on assignment. That's what I'm going to call it because it sounds professional. And I'll see you guys all next time. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. Check us out on our blog at blog.entertainmentearth.com. And don't forget to get our new catalog, which you can request by calling us and asking nicely for one or by placing an order, which I highly recommend you do because that's how they pay the bills, and that's how come I get to do the podcast. So if you're gonna do some holiday shopping this year, our $10 or less store could be a great way to do your part in making the world a better place by making sure that I continue to get paid and you get a toy, so everyone wins. So that's like a second ad. So I'm sorry for that, but anyway, this is me, Adam Paula, signing off. See you guys next time.